So he said, O Jehovah, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. To serve and honor him, what an honorable father, what an honorable God. God, the thing I want you to see, God put man in charge. Now, what are you going to do? How are you to rule? How are we to rule? We are to rule with words of authority. Words that God has spoken this universe into existence, and this universe have the potential, this earth have the potential to produce what we say, and the ground will produce what we plant. And you have the ability to call forth what God said should be in your life and dismiss or dismiss what shouldn't be in your life. Are you hearing me? And God never told us to be sick. And like we talk, I'm just dying to go. And you never find a scripture that backs that up. I'm just dying to go. It just tickled me to death. God never talks like that. Never. And so you dismiss all that stuff that God didn't say and say what he said. He said, live, be fruitful, prosper. I'll satisfy you with long life. I'll never leave you. You're strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Great is he that's in you. That's the language of God. And we're to speak it and walk in it and walk in the light of it. And we're not to walk around and talk about what coronavirus is doing, what the devil is doing, what this person is doing, what that man is doing, what that family is doing. We're to talk about what God has said. And speak it and walk in the light of it and produce it. I'm going to say it again. Not just be a, what they call them, don't be just somebody that just run off at the mouth. Be a man of your word. See, people can just talk wild talk and say things. I can get up here and just say things, trying to make you like me. Mm-mm. My job is to make sure I speak what I'm anointed to speak and been told to speak. From the word of God. With no kind of motives on my behalf trying to promote me. I'm here to lift Jesus. Hallelujah. And give life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So in the third chapter of Genesis, I just read it. In the third chapter of Genesis, man committed high treason. That's what Adam did. And sold out to Satan. And Satan became the god of this world. That's how he got here. Satan became the god of this world, and he's been causing trouble ever since. But the Bible tells us that 42 generations later, Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea. He's called the second or the last Adam. And he restored, now listen to me, because this is where we'll pick up the next time. He restored everything man now can be born again and become a son of God. And that's what happened to us. He restored everything. Everything Adam threw away. Jesus, the second Adam, the last Adam, came and restored it. Now we have become sons of God. We are in the image of God. We are the body of Christ. We are the redeemed of the Lord. We have been restored. And we are to rise up in this earth against all this stuff going on and take charge. You don't run my life. You may be out there in this earth doing what you can do out there. You don't come here and run my life. You don't tell me what I can or can't do. You don't tell me how far I can go and what I can have. Jesus is Lord here. And I'm under his lordship. And he teaches me, and he's instructed me. He's given me his spirit to lead me and guide me and help me and show me how to win in life, because he knew and he was aware when he came here, I had an adversary trying to destroy me, trying to keep me from my destiny, trying to stop me from achieving the will of God in my life and in this earth. so you don't do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So how do I become that kind of a person? How do I get to that place? Well, first of all, I got to be born again. And Romans tells us exactly how to get born again. And once I get born again, then I got to get in the word what will feed the born again man. Because listen, I said before, and I'm using for the illustration, Matlock can't feed my spirit. Matlock doesn't have the word of life. God has the word of life, and he put it in this book, and it's called the word of faith. And the word of life, the word of faith, what you believe, you speak. And when you speak, faith is released and power go forth. And when you speak faith, the power of God is released, and the power of God cannot be conquered by the devil. And that means he has to get out of the way and let you come through.